In this episode, I talk about how to be a successful entrepreneur by mastering your skill sets, by mastering your beliefs, and by mastering your character traits. And so oftentimes, as entrepreneurs, we think that we only have to be really good at one specific thing, like the product, right? And there is other skill sets you need to master in order for you to actually be able even to deliver that product to your customer. And this is what took me probably 3.5 years of just banging my head against the wall to try to figure out. And then once I actually acquired these other two sub skill sets of what I consider the skills of being an entrepreneur, all of a sudden I was like, wow, I know what to do. Why can't I continue to do it? Right? And this is where my beliefs kind of got in the way of like some of the limiting beliefs that I put on myself that I thought that the world was, but was that actually reality? And when I was able to actually develop a system and a formula for not only being able to bring these limiting beliefs to my consciousness, to my awareness, I was able to actually remove them and replace them with beliefs that actually served me. So I'll talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, character traits, like what type of person are you, how you identify. These are the three things that will lead you to success as an entrepreneur. This one is a really tactical one. So if you have your pen and pad by your desk, you're ready. If you don't, go get it now. And so without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. It was 2013 and I was 25 years old and I was optimistically naive. I had just been at the gym I was at being a personal trainer for about 2.5 years, and I decided I was going to make the big decision to leave and start my own business. And I left with only one skill set. And that skill set was fulfillment. Like, I knew how to train clients. That is legitimately all I knew how to do. At that point, I didn't know how to get clients. I didn't know where my next client was coming from. I just was so focused on the product and creating this gym, this atmosphere, this environment for my clients that I threw caution to the wind about anything else. And I was going for it. And so looking back on it, it was extremely stupid. And so that's why I want to share that lesson with you today and share with you the different skill sets that are necessary in order for you to be successful in business. Because if I would have known that back then, I definitely would have approached it a lot differently. And I might not have actually opened my own business, and which would have saved me about 3.5 years of just banging my head against the wall, trying to figure this thing out. Because I thought from the great movie, Feel the Dreams, like, if you build it, they will come. Well, that shit ain't true. So that's what I did for the next 3.5 years. I just beat my head against the wall because I didn't understand that there's two major skill sets that I needed to learn in order to actually grow my business. So the three major skill sets are marketing, sales, and fulfillment. And here's the crazy part is within those three major skill sets, there are subcategories that go even deeper than that. So if you're a note taker, I highly recommend grabbing some notes right now because you're gonna learn the exact skill sets you need to learn in order to be successful in business. So unless you hate money, unless you don't want to grow your business, then by golly, don't take notes. Don't learn this information. So let's talk about marketing first, which is the top of the funnel. And so marketing is actually how you get prospects to know that you actually have a product or service that you're going to offer. If people don't know you have the greatest product since sliced bread, how are they going to actually buy it? How are they going to consume it? So a lot of entrepreneurs get trapped into this idea that, oh, if it's good enough, people will start to talk about it. Well, you need to make the product so good that people do talk about it. But I assure you, no matter how good the product is, if you don't do any marketing, people will never hear about it. People will never know it. If they don't know it, they can't buy it. So marketing is the top of the funnel. And so marketing can be broken down actually into two subcategories and be broken down into inbound and outbound marketing. So let's talk about a little about inbound marketing. So inbound marketing can be things where basically you're getting prospects to raise their hand and come to you. So this could be something like Facebook ads. This could be doing Google ads. This could be doing YouTube ads. This could be doing direct mail. These are just the four that I've used. There's other ones you can definitely use out there. These are just the ones that I have experience with. But this is how you actually get someone to raise their hand and say, you know what? I'm interested in your product. And then once you have somebody who's interested, then you have a prospect. Hooray! Now you get to move on to the next piece of the funnel, which I'll talk about in the next skill set, which is obviously sales. But let's stay on marketing. That's inbound marketing. Another way to do marketing is outbound marketing. So outbound marketing, this consists of things like cold calling. This can be cold messaging on like Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or Pinterest or whatever social platform is out there, TikTok, Snapchat. You could also do texting. You could also do door knocking. So these are just the ones that I have personally done. Again, there's other ways that you can do outbound marketing, but this is also how you get someone to raise their hand. You knock on their door, like sometimes legitimately, you cold call them and you get them to say, you know what, I'm interested in your product. Okay, so that's the marketing. That's the top of the funnel. You need to get people to know that you have a product so you can actually do the next piece of it, which is sales, right? You got to know how to sell. So when you become an entrepreneur, you become a business owner, one of the things that you inherently become is you become a marketer and you also become a salesperson, right? You might have signed up for your widget like I did, becoming a personal trainer, but really you're not in the business of personal training. You're not in the business of the gym. You're in the business of marketing and sales because without those two things, ain't nobody going to be able to be your client. So sales. Let's talk about the different types of sales situations. So you can do phone sales, you can do in-person sales, you can do initial sales, you can do conversion sales, you can do upsells. There's so many different types of sales, right? And so some of the things that I've done is I've done belly-to-belly sales, right? So that's a different kind of environment when you're actually talking to somebody in person, whether you are in your office or you go to them. Belly-to-belly sales is one of the most, I would say probably the highest close rate you can possibly do because you have the highest level of trust because you actually have somebody who's right there in front of you, okay? The next way you can do it is phone sales. So this is mean you call somebody. You talk to them on the phone. You could also do a Zoom call. Like you do Zoom sales, right? That's obviously become popular in the last couple of years. You can do a webinar sale, right? So you actually can perform a pitch and you can send it to somebody and they can buy it, whether they call in and buy it or whether you have them buy on an order form. It just depends on whatever product or service you're selling. You can also do a video sales letter, which is very similar, or you can literally just send someone a letter and you can, depending on what your product or service is, they can actually just give you money if you just write an amazing sales letter. So those are all the different ways that you can sell. And so again, learning how to sell is one of the most critical skill sets you need to learn because if you don't know how to sell somebody, then they can never actually consume your product. Okay. And then of course, now we get to fulfillment, which is the one that everyone obviously knows when you get into business is fulfillment. But this is the widget that you're selling. It's honestly the least important out of the first two. But when it comes to fulfillment, you also need to understand that there is subcategories of fulfillment as well. So you obviously have your product or service. It needs to be great. It needs to be amazing. You need to be a product expert or have a product expert on your team to make sure that that thing that you're selling is actually really, really good. It actually makes your sales easier. It makes your product or makes your marketing easier when your product is actually good. It actually does what it says it's supposed to do. You also need to have customer service. So you need to be able to have a way for clients to get a hold of you, whether it's about how amazing the product is because you need reviews, or if they have a problem with it, or if they just need some troubleshooting. Whatever it is, you need to have customer service in place. Also, once you have a customer, you need to have an ascension program to get them to either continue buying the thing or to ascend up to the next thing, right? The greatest thing you can do is maximize your customer by getting them to buy more and more times. And here's the reality is your customer wants to buy from you more and more times. Like it's such a pain and such a hassle for them to develop this new relationship that they actually want to buy more stuff from you. So you need to find ways to ascend that customer, continue to get them to buy more, because I promise you, if they're not going to buy from you, they will buy from somebody else. You're just going to make it a pain in the ass for them to have to go find somebody else, go this whole new sales process and go buy a similar product or the same thing because you quit selling to them. Okay, so these are all the different skill sets that you need to understand when you get into business that will make you a successful business person. The reason why my business, I struggled for the first 3.5 years, making only $5,000 a month for 3.5 years. That was the most I could make, right? And then all of a sudden my business went from $5,000 a month to $50,000 a month. Why? Because I learned how to market and sell. I had a system put in place that all of a sudden I had this incoming lead flow. And then all of a sudden I had a sales process and I had an irresistible offer. And guess what? I already had the fulfillment on the back end. And all of a sudden my business just blew up overnight, right? It looked like it blew up overnight, but really I just acquired those two specific skill sets. So once you understand those are three skill sets and you are able to get those skill sets, then all of a sudden, you know what? You can blow up your business. And so how do you acquire those skill sets, right? How I did it is I started off by just reading books, right? I didn't have a lot of money, so I started by reading books. I consumed as much free information as I could. I Googled things. I YouTube things, right? Back then, YouTube wasn't as popular, so I definitely Googled things. But nowadays, I would totally YouTube things. And so that's how I got the start of my information. The next thing it is, I started buying courses, right? So there was a couple $100 courses, there was a couple $1,000 courses, and I would have had a specific problem, a specific skill set I was trying to learn, like marketing. I would buy a specific course based on that marketing principle I was trying to learn, like Facebook ads or Google ads or ClickFunnels, whatever it may be. I bought a course to be able to solve that specific problem. The next thing you can do to actually acquire those skill sets is actually hire a mentor or join a mastermind. That's like one of the best things that's accelerated my growth. And that's one of the things that allowed my business to go from $5,000 a month to $50,000 a month is I paid for a mentorship, right? I paid for a gym mentorship and I literally got a in-the-box marketing sales system. I patched it with my fulfillment and already had all the systems set up aside from marketing sales and the gym blew up. Okay. So doing masterminds is a really fast way to acquire those skill sets, because really it's not just the information, but it's packaging the information in a way that works specifically for your type of business. So the closer and closer you can get to information that is specifically for your type of business, the more valuable it becomes. And honestly, the more you should actually pay for it. So, those are the skill sets you need in order to grow your business. But if you just have the skill sets, will you be successful? Maybe, maybe not, right? So there's actually two bonus things I want to talk about today that really are going to dictate, once you have those skill sets in place, are going to dictate whether you're successful or not, right? And those two things are your beliefs and your character traits, okay? And so beliefs, what are beliefs? So beliefs are things that you believe to be true, are they? Well, your perspective is your reality, right? And so a couple years ago, I spent an entire year just breaking limiting beliefs. So I hired a mentor and I learned a system on how to actually not only raise awareness of these limiting beliefs, because a lot of times I wasn't even aware I had these limiting beliefs, and then a system to actually like, why do I believe that? Is it true? Does it serve me? And then being able to replace it with something that actually does serve me, that I believe is true in a sense that's going to help me and serve me better. And you know what? My life completely transformed, because now I was able to get rid of these limiting beliefs that were actually holding me back from going to the next level. And so what are some of like these limiting beliefs that I had? Like that I don't desire to be wealthy, right? That I don't value money. You know, I have kids and a family, and so, you know, I shouldn't work so hard, right? You know, I didn't come from money, so maybe I'm not worth it, right? I'm not good enough. You know, I don't have enough money. I can't afford it. You know, money doesn't matter. You know, money can't buy happiness. Like, these are just the few of the limiting beliefs that I had to get over. I had hundreds of limiting beliefs I had to get over, but those are just a few that once I was able to realize that those beliefs, number one, weren't true. They didn't serve me. I chose new beliefs. You know what? I am rich. I am wealthy, right? My kids, my family are the reason why I am wealthy, right? I didn't come from money for a reason, because it was my job to be able to learn how to create money, how to manage money, how to multiply money, how to make money matter. Like, that was on me. That was my destiny for my family. Money does matter. It serves a purpose, right? And money buys the things that buys happiness. Money gives me options to make people happy, to serve, right? So these are some of the beliefs that I've replaced by understanding, first, number one, the awareness of that these beliefs actually were hindering me and stopping me. The next things that we need to talk about is character traits, right? So character traits are the next things that are going to hold you back or stop you from actually growing your business. So do you want to grow your business to $1 million? Do you want to grow it to $3 million, $5 million, $10 million, whatever it may be? You know, once you have your skill sets, once you have the beliefs that serve you and that allow you to create abundance and wealth, the next thing that's going to hold you back is character traits, okay? And so I've been known to do some pretty crazy challenges, right? And so some of these challenges are like one time I decided I wanted to gain 40 pounds in 6 weeks, right? As much muscle as I possibly could. And I ate 1,000 grams of carbs every single day for 42 days. It was almost like 5,000 to 6,000 calories. And I was lifting twice a day. And I started at 191 pounds and I ended up at 231 pounds. And after 6 weeks, my transformation pictures, you see them, they're insane, right? And so people look at me like, why would you do that? That's crazy. And so that was one example of, I was just trying to prove to myself, character traits. I was trying to find evidence of these character traits that way I could look back on and say, you know what? I am the type of person who has self-control. I'm the type of person who is persistent. I'm the type of person who is resilient. I'm the type of person who has patience, right? I'm the type of person who has confidence in myself and who has integrity. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, right? I'm also curious. Like, could I actually do it, right? I'm the courage to do things that most people would never dream to do, right? And that's just one of the many things that I've done. And so when you understand that, like, character traits is like what you do, what you act on. And it comes a lot to identity too, of like, are you a person of integrity? Do you do what you say you're going to do? And so when you're able to establish those things and your actions follow what you say, all of a sudden, literally, you can do whatever it is that you really, really want to do. And so, you know, character traits, I just gave you 10 character traits. There's actually 20 character traits that I follow and that I live by. And so if you want those, like, I'm going to make another podcast just specifically on those 20 character traits, because I think they're so freaking important. And so if you want to hear that, like, let me know. Like, tag, if you listen to this podcast, tag this podcast, share with me on Instagram, at Logan Lee Manzanares. Tag me on there. Let me know that you want to hear that 20, those 20 character traits, and I'll make a podcast specifically for that. You know, if you don't, that's cool, but I think it's interesting. If you think it's interesting too, just let me know. I'll make a podcast on it. Again, just tag me on Instagram saying, hey, I listened to this podcast and I want to hear that 20 character traits podcast, and I'll totally make another one. So hopefully you got some value from this. Again, we need to have the skill sets, the soft skill sets like marketing, sales, and fulfillment. And I just told you about the client acquisition side. There's also a whole nother side, not to overwhelm you, but there's a whole nother side for building a team. So you, like, the same funnel that you for client acquisition, the same thing you're going to need when you start building a team as well. And then your beliefs, get rid of your limiting beliefs, and then your character traits, right? What sort of character traits do you have? And you act in accordingly to what you believe you do versus what you actually do. And so when you put all this shit together, you're able to grow your business to $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, $10 million. Whatever you believe you can do, you'll be able to do it when you stack all this shit together. So if you got any value from this, let me know. Share this with an entrepreneur. Rate this podcast. Without further ado, I'm Logan Manzanares, and I am out.